Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jim Kawakami, the editor-in-chief of the very athletic Bay Area. Jim Kawakami.
Tim Kawakami, who's covered the NBA for over two decades, and more specifically the Golden State Warriors over the last 12 years.
This is the TK Show.
Hey everybody, Tim Kawakami here, the TK Show from Levi Stadium. You know that means it's going to be a pretty good one for me to travel down here and sit and talk to somebody good. It's Brock Purdy, the 49ers quarterback. You've been on before in a similar situation. We're doing it again a little early. I like to sit down and talk to you at training camp, but circumstances kind of intervene. You've got your buddy Tyrese Haliburton about to play in the NBA Finals first time. I know he's busy. I know you're probably watching from afar, but what does, how does it strike you? A guy you went to Iowa State with, a guy I've done a story with you guys talking about each other, how you kind of had parallel careers a little bit and then watching each other. What's it like to see Tyrese on a huge, huge stage like this?
Yeah, man, I'm extremely excited for him, happy for him. Obviously, going back to the Iowa State days, we were literally like in accounting and stats and like all these classes together, sitting next to each other, trying to get through the classes and all that. But and then, you know, going around campus and seeing him and all the football guys, like we all love Tyrese, man. And obviously when you went to games and you saw how passionate and competitive he was, and anytime he was on the court, man, we knew that, you know, we had a chance. And so to be able to have the whole world see that now on a national level, for me, it's been really cool just because we've been seeing this, you know, since we were freshmen back in 2018 at Iowa State. And so I'm extremely thrilled for him and for him and all the moments that he's had so far in the playoff runs and the shots that he's made and just the buzz of the Pacers and putting them on the map, man. It's been pretty remarkable to watch and see. So I'm really excited for the finals and to see him go out there and compete.
He's such a big play guy, big moment guy. Was that the way he was like at Iowa State?
Yeah, I mean, Tyrese was just moving like extremely fast all over the court at Iowa State, making plays, dishing the ball, really cool passes. And he was so tall for, you know, being a point guard and stuff. I was like, this is crazy. You know, usually you're 6'2", 6'3", a guy that's quick and whatnot, but, you know, he's 6'6", and out there dishing the ball like he was and going on fast breaks and throwing the ball down on the rim. And it's just, I don't know, man, it was extremely fun to watch. Anytime he was out there, you just knew that the flashy plays were going to be made. And so he definitely has been like this, you know, since Iowa State for sure.
Has he at all, I mean, obviously it might be private, but like you've been at the big stage, you've been the Super Bowl pretty early in your career. Has he, like, he's there now. Can you make any comparisons? Have you talked to him at all about that?
I mean, we've texted. He actually texted me like after the schedule release. And so he was like, hey man, you guys come here. I guess the Colts, and I got a suite for you and your family if y'all need it. I was like, man, thank you. And this was right after one of the big games that won the playoffs. I was like, this guy's hilarious. Yeah. But I've said this before, but I've, you know, just try to let him, you know, play. And I know people are probably blowing him up and stuff. But at the end of the day, what matters, man, is being in the moment with your teammates, with your organization going through these games and trying to find ways to win. Obviously, we did that in my playoff runs the first couple years of my career. You know, what matters is not just what everyone's saying around you, but your teammates, your plays that you're drawing up for the game, and those moments, man, taking care of your body, like that's the stuff that matters. And so just knowing that, you know, I've played in the Super Bowl and stuff. And so I understand, you know, he's in the finals. It's the championship of all championships. And I'm letting him take care of business, and hopefully I'll be able to text him and congratulate him at the end. So
another similarity is a few years ago, he signed a $260 million deal, 5 years. You signed a $265 million deal, 5 years. Does that strike you? Like, that's kind of interesting, these two deals coming like this.
Yeah, I think it definitely is. It's pretty cool, you know, just to be able to both come from the same place in Ames, Iowa, and, you know, around a great university, and the people that, you know, we were around and that believed in us from the beginning, and then get to the professional level and play and then obviously get compensated, but at a pretty, you know, high level, man, to be able to go out and perform and win big games and moments, and you know, we have a similar contract now. Like, it's, I think it's pretty funny for sure, you know, and I know we're both very extremely grateful for that in itself, but at the end of the day, man, it's not all about the money, and we both believe that. And anytime we step out, whether it's the court for him or the field for me, it's about the game, our teammates, our families, and playing hard for them. And so that's a cool thing, I think, that we share for sure.
Are you getting the basketball, by the way?
Am I into basketball?
No, the boat. Are you getting the boat?
But
you said you might buy the boat. With
Yeah. I haven't gotten it yet, but I know at some point, either later this offseason or hopefully next offseason, I'll make the purchase. So
I think you can afford it, by the way.
Yeah.
I think you can.
No, I think so.
Yeah. I was also laughing. You were on the 17th hole Olympic Club, I guess, when you heard.
Yep.
So how did you play the 18th?
18, yeah. I birdied. Yeah, to end the day, I birdied. So that was good. But, man, that was a special day. Getting out golfing and in San Francisco, like the city that I represent for the Niners, and you know, to be able to be out there and then all of a sudden get a call, it was pretty special. You know, my wife and I being out there and just taking it all in, but it was a special day for sure.
Did you know it was about to come? I mean, it wasn't a total surprise, I imagine.
I mean, that week, you know, my agent and I were talking, and we sort of knew that it was close. There was a couple things, you know, within the contract and the language that we wanted to sort of get right on both sides. And, you know, we were talking like, hey, if we can just get here and them there, like, this thing can get done, or it could drag out for another couple weeks. And so that's sort of where I was at. And, you know, when we're golfing, you know, my agent texted me saying, you know, we're getting close. And then a couple holes go by and I look at my phone again and I had a missed call, and he goes, dude, pick up the phone from John Lynch. It's done. In all caps. And so then that moment right there, like, my heart dropped and I was like, this is crazy, it's happening. So
shouts and screams, or just like, okay, we're through this?
I mean, I hugged my wife, you know, on the golf cart and gave her a kiss, and, you know, it was a cool little moment, just us two. That it wasn't anyone else freaking out or anything. It was just us going like, you know, this happened, and God is so good, and we're just thankful for it. And so that little moment together was pretty special for us. And then after that, yeah, like we were all celebrating and FaceTime John Lynch, and he was with Kyle and Jed York and everybody. And so they were all fired up, screaming. And so it was a pretty just cool moment overall.
You mentioned during the process of it that they gave you a respectful first offer, which is when you kind of knew things were on the right track. But then they got to a number that you knew. Was that number like 50? Was that the number, or was it another number?
It was basically, you know, when they first offered initially, is that what you're asking, the first offer?
Well, no, you said later, I'm sorry, that they did get to a number, you kind of knew when they were at this number.
For sure, yeah, it was 53.
It was 53, sure. Yeah.
So once we got to that number, it was like, okay, now, like, how does that work? What's the cash flow look like? And, you know, just all the details of the language and everything like that. So once we had all that cleaned up, obviously that's when we had the green light to say yes to it. And so, you know, the rest is history.
That's what strikes me and a lot of people. So much of this makes sense. Like, sometimes NFL negotiations do not make sense. We're not sure about them. Mm-hmm. But if you just look, you're looking at the quarterbacks who are Jared Goff, you know, like the Trevor Lawrence, those are the numbers, Jordan Love. Is that, were you kind of doing the same? Were your agent kind of doing the same? Like, that's the number that fits for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the quarterback market. You know, when you're doing a new contract and negotiations, Obviously, you have to look at, you know, the other people in your position in the league that are getting paid a certain number, and obviously what you think you're worth within that and what the team can handle with cap space. Like, that's the part of negotiating. You have to find a middle ground within all of that. And so obviously I love this organization. We wanted to go about it in a very respectful manner, but at the same time, like, knowing, you know, what has happened the last couple of years and what we can do together moving forward, we just wanted to, you know, be respected with the number that we got. And so and the Niners did that, man. They were awesome throughout this whole negotiation process, and nothing but first class across the board. And so I thought my agent did a great job as well with that, understanding that we want to maintain the respect and relationship that we've had over the years, but also let's get something done, and something that I deserve. And so I thought the 53 number was awesome, and now we can, you know, have a great team, great cap space to so move things around and for them to do their thing and continue to have guys around me to make plays and go win together.
Yeah, so you did leave. I mean, you could say you could have negotiated for more, and other guys have gotten more. Is it a discussion you have with them? Like, you guys are, you're going to use this money that I theoretically have taken off the table and put in the roster. Is that a discussion you have to have with them?
I mean, not necessarily like, all right, now we gave you all this room, go do this. And that's not my job. My job is, hey, like, I understand where we're at with the cap and all that. And, but for me, it's, this is what I think I'm worth. And obviously I'm not going to ask for something that can be detrimental to our team. And I think we've seen that somewhat with just how teams have handled some things with certain players across the league. And I just want to continue to be able to play with guys around me that we could all be a united team and win together. And I understand that's so important, man, you know, to win championships. And so I took that. And obviously we all know across the board, like, all right, now we have some room to go and do what we can do and get certain players and all that, especially down the road, too, like, contracts coming up in the next couple of years with guys on the roster and things like that. So that's how it went.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You've always been the underdog. We all, a million times we talked about that. You've always been the guy, you had the lowest salary in the NFL, I think, certainly the lowest starting quarterback salary. Now you're publicly the $53 million guy. I'm sure you're good with that, but you understanding it's going to be different. Has it already been a little different for you?
I mean, you know, for me, like I've said this a million times in press conferences and everything, like my mindset, man, when I step out on the field, it's how can I get better and what's my job today? You know, with our play calls, how the coaches are calling things. When I step out on that field, man, it's It doesn't matter how much I'm getting paid or anything. When you step on the field, it's 11 on 11, and I have to get this ball to, you know, continue to get completions and move the ball, get first downs, score touchdowns, find ways to win games. And whatever that mindset is and that process is that I've been doing, I need to continue to do that and find ways to keep getting better. And that's where I've been at with that. When it comes to off the field, continuing to be rooted in my faith and who I am, and you know, obviously loving my family, my teammates, and not changing in that regard, and what my lifestyle looks like. And so hopefully we can be able to, you know, steward our money for, you know, the right reasons, and you know, do things for our team and players, and to help our relationships and our locker room grow, like whatever that looks like. You know, now I have financially, we can do that, those kinds of things, but you know, that's just where I'm at and what I'll continue to do.
I think Kyle's mentioned, other guys I mentioned, I mean, there definitely, you knew there was going to be change going into this offseason, and there was a lot of change, maybe even more than a lot of us expected, maybe including yourself, maybe including Kyle and John. But it's a lot of younger players. It's a lot of guys who have not played with this team and don't know the standard. Kittle mentioned himself that your voice is louder. He loves it when you talk. I know you've been, you've shown leadership in the past, but do you feel even more of a responsibility, not just because of the contract, but the contract is part of that?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. But I think more than anything, honestly, is the fact that, you know, we've had guys leave, and then that's part of the game, man. Like the free agency, we had a bunch of guys go to new spots, and I'm happy for them, but we've had new guys come in. We've had rookies that we drafted that are going to have to play and be ready for the moment. And so I feel like I understand, you know, what it takes to win here, and I have to do what I can and lean on my expertise and my, you know, my leadership that I've had the last 3 years and continue to grow, but and push guys, man, and love on guys, show them that, you know, hey, you can fail or this and that, but let's get better, let's learn from it, and be that kind of voice. But you know, I don't think, like I said, the dollar amount should change how my process is. I think it's just the fact that, you know, our team is new, and I have to be the guy that, you know, or a guy, you know, along with Fred and Kittle and McCaffrey, all the Bosa, all the guys, that continues to, you know, be a voice that guys can rely on and go to and help push the envelope here within our culture. So
I think in a lot of ways it makes sense that last year, which was obviously nobody's greatest year, is the one that kind of proved who you are. I don't know, do you get that? Like, you take away your weapons, and obviously people commented on it, and the wins weren't there, but the performance was still pretty high. I think, you know, whatever, top 12 and rating or whatever you want to call it. Do you almost think of it that way? Like, I've felt some things. I went through some things, and I did show that maybe that we talk about floor and ceiling. Maybe ceiling was 23. If the floor is last year, that's a pretty good floor, but you expect it to be higher than that. Can you go through that thought process? Is that kind of how you think about it at all generally?
I mean, yeah. You know, I think there's, you know, people can make this narrative on, you know, we didn't make playoffs and, or, you know, we had guys that were hurt. Does that correlate to how good Brock is or whatever? But I mean, in my eyes, there were a couple plays away from winning games and getting in the playoffs and having a run. And obviously we had some guys that were hurt and stuff that, I mean, anytime you take away an all pro running back or, you know, someone else, that a receiver, Brandon Ayuk, you know, they get hurt, it obviously it's just different. You know, the explosive plays might be a little bit different, and working hard for what you get is different, but we're a couple plays away from winning some games and closing out games that we really had won, sort of just gave away and
early on, for sure,
for sure, yeah. And then you get down to the stretch of the end of the season, and now everything is magnified. And so I think that's something that I have to learn from. But at the same time, like, you know, I have to sink back into getting better every single year. Yes, but we're a couple moments away, man, from getting in the playoffs and making a run, if you ask me. And so the past is the past. Injuries, things happen throughout a season. But at the same time, I know who I am and where I need to get better. And these coaches and everyone here believes in me. And I'll continue to show up and be the same guy every day. So.
You said in your wrap-up interview at the end of the season that you know you're the guy here. And I imagine you had just heard Kyle or John tell you that. Was that important to hear? Did you know that, or did you kind of need to hear that one more time going into this offseason?
I mean, you know, for me, this was all sort of new, just in terms of, you know, us not making playoffs last year. All I knew was, you know, making it to NFC Championship games, the Super Bowl, and and like big moments, big games, big playoff moments and stuff like that. So when we didn't make the playoffs, I was like, all right, like, you know, what does this look like as a quarterback? And you know, like the pressure of the off season and everything, and you know, my job, how does that all look or feel? But to hear Kyle tell me and John and say that, you know, no, I'm their guy, and they're going to continue to ride with me and believe in me. And, you know, obviously I've shown in the past what I can do for this organization, and things happen. Yes. But we got to learn from it. And we actually do have to get better from it. And there's a standard here, and they coach me hard on that. But they told me, you know, time and time again that, you know, I'm their guy, and we're going to get this thing right together. So obviously any human, in any job, any circumstance, to be able to hear your boss tell you that they believe in you, man, does that encourage you and fire you up to keep going and keep getting better and want to do this thing. And so, you know, obviously I'm very extremely grateful to work for guys like them.
That was the exit interview? They literally said that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I could have sensed that, like, you wouldn't say that unless you had just heard it.
Yeah.
It felt like
no
that.
No doubt, yeah.
And it felt like that was an important thing. I'll end this with a question. You're going to go into your third full year as a starter under Kyle Shanahan. This contract pretty much guarantees you're going to be here for much longer. You're probably going to be the guy who's played for the quarterback who's played for Shanahan the longest. You'll beat Jimmy in a couple years, I think, because Jimmy was 4 years off and on with injuries. What makes you and Shanahan such a good fit?
Man, I think he coaches really hard, and he expects the quarterback to, you know, obviously make the right decisions time and time again. But at the end of the day, I feel like I've gone in and done, you know, what he's coached. And through that, we've been able to trust each other in a lot of situations and moments. Whether I do something that I need to get better at, he knows that I'm going to work hard to fix that and to get better. And I can trust him as a coach to put me in the right situations as a player. And to trust his play calling, his experience, and obviously what he's been through in his life and moments as a coach. And it goes both ways. We trust each other very well. And more than anything, too, I think we both have a pretty good perspective on life and what matters and you know, what we're both trying to do in life. And I think those things go hand in hand. I think that's something that, you know, people sort of overlook sometimes. But, you know, for both of us, man, we have a chip on our shoulder. We're still trying to prove ourselves every single day. You know, we're going to give everything that we have to this organization, whoever we work for. We're very loyal people, and we both know that about each other. I think we both understand that we're very authentic in who we are, and I think that just goes hand in hand together for a play caller, a head coach, and a quarterback. So extremely grateful to work with him.
The contract makes it official. Like, you're married now, right? I mean, this is a long-term relationship. As a player, you don't always have control over that. But did you think about that when you're doing the deal? Like, this, we're at this together for quite some time now.
No doubt. I mean, obviously, this organization in general, how it's ran, the people here, it's an amazing organization. And then to tie that off with, obviously, the head coach and the play caller and Kyle, I was like, man, I want to obviously finish what we set out to do together. And we all respect the heck out of each other and how we've gone about our business and our lives and our families and everything. Like, we've all gotten really close. So I'm extremely grateful and I wouldn't want to go to war with anyone else besides Kyle. So let's do it.
All right, Brock, listen, I appreciate it. We moved this up this time, but yeah. I always like talking to you. I always like doing this, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Always like talking hoops with you, too.
That's
as
right.
You know that.
That's right.
And I think you like talking hoops a little bit, too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Joe from Day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.